Ohio's primary election is coming up in a couple of weeks on May 6th. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about it this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back after a couple of weeks off there.
Yeah, thank you.
So what do we have on the ballot this time? Some state house, Senate races?
Yeah, there's quite a few contested races in southwest Ohio. Some of them are more interesting than others. I think in Warren County, the 54th Ohio House District's very interesting because you have an incumbent Republican state representative in Peter Beck, who was under indictment on 69 felony counts, and he's running for reelection. And he has two opponents in the primary, Mary Jo Kubicki and a developer from Mason. And I guess Peter Beck is hoping that, you know, maybe they'll split the anti-Beck vote.
We should say it's Paul Zeltwanger.
Zeltwanger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's hoping that maybe they'll split the anti-Beck vote and that he'll be elected. I mean, it's very unusual to have somebody who is under indictment. Now, he absolutely says he is, you know, not guilty of any of these charges, isn't going to fight them in court, and will probably have a trial date set sometime very soon. And you also have, like, in the 9th Ohio Senate District in Hamilton County, where Eric Kearney, the incumbent, is term limited out. Now, that's drawn a crowd on the Democratic side because it's a very Democratic district. And there are six candidates, and they fall into two tiers. The first tier are the ones who are the better-known candidates, the one with more experience on the ballot. You have State Representative Dale Mallory, who's term limited out of his House seat, Cecil Thomas, the former city council member, and Catherine Ingram, the former Cincinnati Board of Education member. It's probably going to be one of those three who ends up winning this very, very Democratic district.
So do you think that's really going to determine the winner overall, or do you think there'll be competition in November?
Well, it's possible. There has been some talk of there's a placeholder candidate on the ballot on the Republican side, but there's been some talk that that person might withdraw if Charlie Winburn, the city council member, decides that he wants to run for that state senate seat. There's been some talk of that. If that happens, then it would be a very competitive race, probably, because Winburn obviously has great appeal within the city and among African-American voters.
What about Ohio's 28th district?
Well, that's an interesting one because Connie Pillich has had that. She won it again 2 years ago after the Republicans had redrawn it to make it more Republican, and she won anyway. Now, this year, instead of running for re-election, she's running for state treasurer. So it's a wide-open seat. And on the Republican side, you have a primary among three candidates. I think the top two contenders seem to be Rick Bryan, who is a Blue Ash councilman and former mayor, and Jonathan Deaver, who is a political party activist who has some considerable Tea Party backing. There's a Democrat named Micah Camras, who's never run for any office before, but is raising a whole lot of money, and that may end up being a real competitive seat in the fall, too.
Well, so what are we really going to see coming out of the whole election? Is other than these races, is there much that's really going to be decided now? Is it really just all coming down to November?
Well, in some of these legislative races, the winner of the primary is basically the winner of the general election because the districts are either so Republican or so Democratic. Obviously the state races or the statewide races are the ones to watch, because they're going to be the most competitive, and they're going to be the ones where the most money is spent.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.